Ah, unfortunately, we don't have like a cool theme song, or that would be playing cool right now. You know, I already did the second episode first, and I keep looking at this microphone and like acting to it because I'm used to doing videos.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I'm your host Edge, and this is my co-host, just Josiah.
Josiah, yeah.
There's no kind of code name.
Nope, not yet.
Moniker. You can make one up if you want to. One with Whales.
Ooh.
Is your Twitter name.
Yeah.
So anyway. Alright, well, so today we're talking about this is the first Nerd Letter podcast where we discuss everything nerd, just, you know, comics, movies, anything nerdy, you know. Yeah. Not gonna hear too much about, you know, the presidential election on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want it, that's another podcast. Go find another thing if that's what you're looking for. This is a Nerd Alert podcast. Mm-hmm. So, the first thing I was thinking about today when we're going to do this podcast about reboots, remakes, spin-offs, prequels, sequels, and all that stuff, I was thinking about cinematic universes.
Oh, yeah?
I think that's going to be the new trend. I do, because, I mean, obviously...
Everyone wants one.
Yeah. You have the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and you have the DC Extended Universe. It's extended.
Extended.
You know why it's extended? Because all their cuts are extended.
All the cuts.
It's like, oh, okay. But anyway, so G.I. Joe and Transformers are going to do a cinematic universe now.
Really?
What do you think about that?
How will that work?
I don't know.
That is just crazy.
And I mean, I assume Michael Bay is still going to be doing Transformers. Even though he said he wasn't going to do it. Like,
man, that money just calls him back.
It does. Because everyone watches the movies. But, you know, it's kind of weird how these trends work. Like, first it was like every single, like, teen dystopian novel was made into a movie.
Yep.
And I think now it's going to be cinematic universes.
Yeah. Universal's coming out with their monster cinematic universe with the Mummy, Dracula... Werewolf Man.
Are they all gonna like team up like Avengers
style? That's their plan. They got it, their standalone movie. Get one here, one there, and
really?
They all come together to fight some universal threat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well what about like the Godzilla King Kong thing? Is that the same thing?
Or? No, that will be separate. That's just the monster universe and then
have they come out with any of the solo films yet?
No. I think the first one will be the Mummy next year.
I don't know. I feel like that could, like obviously the Marvel Cinematic Universe has done, like, a great job.
Yeah.
And, like, but I feel like that could go, like, just because it's, like, they're connected doesn't mean it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Like, is that really necessary to do?
Probably not.
Yeah. Because even in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you get, like, super bogged down with, like, trying to tie this in and this in, like Age of Ultron did. So I feel like... If you have each movie that's trying to connect to another movie, it's like, why not just do solo monster flicks? Like, you don't want to do monster flicks, just do them solo. Like, yeah. Why do you need them connected? Just because it's a new thing, and people are like, oh, it's all connected.
Everyone wants their universe.
Anyway, next thing, I was going to, just kind of transitioning, is the MCU versus the DEU. DECU.
DCU?
I think why they call it, maybe one of the reasons they call it E is because, like, DCCU? That's kind of love.
C's.
But anyway, I mean, obviously, we both agree on which is better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marvel.
Personal preferences.
But, I mean, what do you think that Marvel could, or DC could do better? Like, what needs to change for them to actually get better? Like, what are some things that they could do?
I feel like the DCEU really needs to kind of embrace their characters and not just kind of be afraid and make them in the real world. Because they, with the Dark Knight, they were so worried about, like, oh man, we can't have Batman being so weird and have these weird villains. Just have a guy in a mask, guy with some makeup, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So what you're saying is they need to embrace their characters? Like, not be afraid to do that? Like, what do you mean by that?
like The Flash on TV. They've got some weird villains. Yeah. Some weird story points.
Yes.
We got a giant shark guy. Haven't seen that on the big screen yet.
Yeah. So and I think Marvel has not been afraid to do that. Like it's more fun, you know.
Yeah.
Like yeah, we're gonna
just got a giant tree.
Yeah, Groot. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Which is like one of the things is I feel like DC is like behind on everything that Marvel's doing. Like case in point, Civil War versus Batman v Superman. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Suicide Squad.
It's like, come on, like, what are you doing? And every single time, they do it better.
Yeah.
Like, every single time. Like, I would much rather watch Guardians of the Galaxy than watch Suicide Squad.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. That's for sure.
And now, I mean, they're probably going to try to come up with a Suicide Squad 2 after Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And we all know who's going to win that.
Oh, yeah.
Who has Baby Groot?
I mean,
not to
the galaxy.
Maybe they have to like kill off Killer Croc and have like baby Killer Croc. We're not copying from anybody.
I mean, yeah, he just shed his giant human body.
Yeah. I think they need to get rid of Zack Snyder. I don't know. But I mean, then there's the thing that he wasn't part of Suicide Squad and it still sucked. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they're afraid of being too like lighthearted. It's like everything's got to be dark. And Batman. Let's just hope they can still pull off Batman. Alright, well, anyway, I want to talk about these remakes, the reboots, all that stuff. Like, some of them are really good. Like, I'm so excited about Star Wars.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Rogue One, like, that trailer dropped, and I'm super excited about
Phenomenal.
That.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Like, that was great. You know what I was listening to John Flickinger. You ever heard of him?
Nope.
Yeah, he has a podcast called Flick Pick or something like that.
Okay.
And he was saying that they have not shown Darth Vader, like, exhale.
No.
Like, what is up with that? In the trailers, like, it's like, and then it just ends. Like, is that a tease?
You want to stay tuned.
You want to see the whole breath, you're going to have to go to theaters to see the whole breath. But, like, yeah, I'm so excited about Rogue One, and, like, they're going to be able to do so much more with the Star Wars universe. Now that they get to do spinoffs, they don't have to follow the formula of the, you know, one movie, two movie, three movie, you know.
Episodic.
Yeah.
Episodic.
Which is so cool. But, like, I don't know, like, sometimes, like, it's like Ghostbusters. Like, did we really need that? Like,
no,
we didn't.
No.
But why did they do that? Like, I don't know. I feel like they just, most of the time, this is a money thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's cash in on nostalgia.
It was a small audience that really wanted it, and they wanted to cash in on that small audience.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't understand, like, why we need all this stuff. Like, I was watching a YouTube channel called Vox, and they do a lot of, like, fact videos. And they said, according to Metacritic, the genres with the most sequels are action... Oh, no. The lowest rated... movies on Metacritic are action movies and comedies. And those are the movies with the most sequels.
Really?
Yes. And all the sequels do significantly poorer than the original. But they still make money. Like Grown Ups 2. Like, it sucked the first time around. And then the critics said it sucked even more the second time around.
Why do it?
Yeah, because they make money.
I guess.
But here's the thing. Why do audiences go to these movies if they know they're going to suck?
It's the hope that maybe this one won't suck.
But it's an Adam Sandler movie. Since it's like the 80s was the last time Adam Sandler was like remotely good at anything.
Yeah.
What is the hope? Oh, man. I don't know. It's rough. Like, why don't we see any more original concepts in Hollywood anymore? Like why?
They probably tried them. Maybe one or two didn't work.
And they just kind of gave up. It's like, shelved
that idea.
Yeah. Like, we can play it safe and cash in on nostalgia, or we can actually make an original concept and succeed at it. And also, I think one of the reasons original concepts don't work anymore is because people are, like, storytelling is lazy in Hollywood nowadays.
They don't have faith in their original ideas to make the money they hope
for. Yeah. It's like even a movie like The Force Awakens, which is I love that movie. I give it an A+. A lot of people pointed out that it's a safe movie. They didn't try anything bold besides spoilers, killing off Han Solo. It was like pretty much the only like movie made, and even that was like super predictable. But like a lot of people point out, they played it really safe. Like they didn't venture out too far.
Yeah, kind of a New Hope 2.0.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I feel like movie makers, they need to just say, you know what, we're gonna try some out of the box idea, and we're not gonna cut corners. We're not gonna be lazy. We're gonna make like an awesome movie. You know. We're
gonna have faith in our audience that they'll get what we're trying to get at.
Yes. Like okay. Show, don't tell.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a big... I was watching the Nostalgia Critic's review of After Earth.
Ooh.
And freaking Shyamalan is so bad at this. He shows, what's his name? Jaden Smith. He's running ahead of everyone else. He's doing it. And then it cuts to a scene. We're sorry. We feel your performance is below average. Like, how?
What did you see that was below average?
He's, like, running. I mean, like, you didn't show me. If you were just, like, trying to keep up or something, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I believe
it. That makes sense.
But, like, it's like, show, don't tell. And then my other thing, I don't know, CGI. I feel like people are too dependent on CGI.
Just use it very sparingly, kind of little markups here and there.
Yeah. Like, even in, like, movies where why would you use CGI there? Like, Grown Ups 2. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Okay.
No.
A deer breaks into the bedroom. Okay. And of course, Adam Sandler has something to do with it. So it pees on them. Because, you know, that's the comedy that we want to see.
A+ comedy.
Is peeing on people. None of that intelligent, witty stuff. Like Tommy Boy or, you know, all that stuff. No, no, no. We just need poop and pee comedy. That's what Adam Sandler gives us. But the deer is CGI.
Why?
And it's so blatantly obvious that this deer is CGI, like the worst CGI creation. And it's like, why? Why do you need that?
I don't know. Why even have the deer in the movie?
I don't know. I just feel like when's the last time you went to see an original movie and you were like, wow, that was really well written and I really enjoyed that?
I honestly can't think of one.
Yeah. Everyone you think, well, you didn't say the Marvel movies, which are great, but that's based off source material.
Years and years of comic books.
Yeah. And you say, well, you know, Star Wars, nope, you know, there's not, everything is something new. Only thing I could think of, Pixar.
Yeah, Pixar is great at those original
movies. Yeah. It's like, why don't we, and you know why? Because they have it down to a formula.
Exactly.
You can go online and look up the Pixar rules for telling a story, and they excel. Another thing I like is one of the reasons I like the Ruby so much is because it is an original idea.
Yep.
And Rooster Teeth is great at telling stories. I've never watched a season of Ruby and thought they didn't tell a good story.
No, they were always great stories.
Yeah. It's so amazing. It's like that is made by fans. Like, they said, we like anime, why don't we make an anime? And they made one. And it was awesome.
Simple as that.
So, I mean, I don't know. Would you agree with me when I say, I think the problem of why we have crappy movies is because corporations who want to make a quick buck.
Yeah. A, people keep coming back. B, they're just not having faith in the audience that they'll like a new thing.
Yeah. It's like they have to keep doing it. I don't know. I'll be so glad when this phase is over, because I don't know when it started. Like, we're just gonna not come out with anything original. Like, it seems like, as long as I can remember, it's been going on like that.
Yeah, I can't remember when there hasn't been a remake or a sequel every other month.
Like, dude, I just want to see an original. And only, like, I'm not saying there aren't original ideas out there. Like, I've seen them. But the problem is they're bad.
They don't stand out.
Yeah, they don't stand out. Like, within, like, something like Gremlins, which was coming out in the 80s, it was such a weird, unique concept. Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, you know, Spielberg, E.T., like...
Jaws,
yeah. Great things. But even those spawned sequels.
Yeah.
Like, the Jaws sequels.
Ooh.
And they all suck. And the... I don't know. What else can we talk about? I don't know. And we're only 15 minutes in.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Talk about some trailers that dropped recently?
Yeah. Go ahead. What trailers?
So recently, a new little trailer dropped out called Logan. Third Wolverine movie.
Yes.
Third Wolverine the third? Standalone movie.
Is it? Well,
they had Origins, which was one. They had The Wolverine, which was pretty decent.
Yeah, I like that one. I mean, Origins, though.
Origins
with
was
the
why?
Creepy Deadpool.
Deadpool, quotation marks.
Deadpool. Yeah, and then this is the third.
The third one.
Yeah, okay.
Set, I think, a few years after Days of Future Past, when Logan wakes up at the end, he's like, what happened? A few years after that is when this takes place.
Yeah. Which, it's so hard to keep up with the timeline, but I hear that Days of Future Past canceled out X1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
So that's not a thing anymore. And so this, the X-Men movie, like Apocalypse, is the new
timeline-ish.
Which would have happened before X1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
Okay. And this is, like, in the future.
This is, like, way in the future.
So, yeah, okay, but anyway, the trailer, the one thing that I liked the most about it was the song.
Oh, yeah, Johnny Cash is Hurt.
Oh.
Man. Great choice.
Yeah. And, you know, the director was the guy who directed I Walk the Line.
Really?
Yeah, so, I mean, probably a little, he's like, I'm putting Johnny song in. It's hard to find anyone who doesn't like that song. Like, even people who, like, hate country, like, love that song.
Yeah. I'm not a personal fan of country, and I really
hate
that song.
Like, even, like, people who love rock, and it's originally a Nine Inch Nails song, they, like, yeah, we don't even consider it, like, a redo as much as it is, like, a remaster.
Really? Wow.
Because everything in that song relates to Johnny's life, which is so crazy. Oh. But anyway, yeah, just seeing, like, his, like, hands shaking as he was putting on the coat, and just hearing Hurt, I was like, just chills.
Just the stress of being Wolverine for so many years just took a toll on him.
Yeah. I think this is the Wolverine movie we've all been waiting to see.
Hopefully.
Which is sad, it's like the last one.
Yeah, kind of.
It's like, you're finally going to get it right.
Up until now, and it's like, let's go out with a bang.
Yeah. Which is good, I guess. But it's kind of the end of an era, because I liked the first two X-Men movies. I mean, 3 was kind of, they ruined the Phoenix Force thing. But it's like, whether you love him or you hate him, I'm like, this is the end of an era. Like, we've grown up with this guy as Wolverine.
Yep.
Like, this is crazy.
17 years.
Yeah. That's a long time to play a character. Life. Just hope that, like, Robert Downey Jr. plays Iron Man for that long.
Yeah. Just renew that contract over and over and over again.
So, I watched the Green Man trailer, but the Red Man trailer was different.
Got a few little differences.
Like, one thing.
Yeah. Got a... I'm sticking his claws through some guy's jaw.
Jaw.
Sticking
and,
out his head.
Even though it's not rated, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be rated R. Like,
yeah.
If it's not rated R...
I think they don't give Red Band trailers to movies that don't have an R rating.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I didn't watch this movie, but I'm pretty sure we have Deadpool to thank for this movie, because the last R-rated movie that was a superhero movie that came out was Punisher, and then
actually Watchmen came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Before Punisher?
Or after Punisher. So it was kind of the last one that came out.
Which I don't remember Watchmen because I've watched it so long ago. But I actually remember liking, you know, the very artistic kind of feel to the movie. But I know that Punisher is credited with tanking the R-rated superhero.
Blade 3.
I don't think it's because they were R. I think it's because they... suck.
Yeah, it sucked. Just kind of the R rating was unfortunate.
Like, he had like a neck brace on. Like, the Punisher. Like, why do you even... it was so weird. Did you watch that one?
No, did that play into the movie at all?
What?
Did that play into the movie?
No, he just had...
He just had it?
It wasn't a neck brace, but it was like...
It's kind of...
Like body armor on his neck or something weird. It was like, what? It doesn't seem cool. Oh, well. But yeah, Logan, that's good. Any other trailers that you saw?
We got a little teaser trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Not much is shown.
Kind of, but
a few little glimpses of stuff here and there. Ravengers, the Guardians.
Yeah, was there any villains in there that we saw?
There was Nebula, but is she a villain? Is she not?
Yeah.
It's kind of undecided.
Well, his dad's going to be in it, but we didn't see anything about that. Yeah. I don't know. I feel it was just like a montage.
He's kind
of... Here's some jokes, here's some stuff.
Here's a little Groot.
Tie you over a little Groot.
Little Groot.
Pun intended or not? Yeah.
Kind of just to hold us over until the full trailer comes out with, probably coming out with Doctor Strange. Yeah.
I feel like no one heard, besides like people in the 80s, like no one heard of Hooked on a Feeling.
Probably,
and now it's
not.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy song.
I was like, you hear Hooked on a Feeling like Guardians.
Yeah, Ooga Chaka, Ooga Chaka. I even was watching another Rooster Teeth animated series called Camp Camp, and these two characters who are like kind of nerdy, sciencey, they were in the woods like alone, and they have a fire, and they're like, Ooga Chaka, Ooga
really?
Chaka.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, I understood the reference.
Yes. Any other trailers that drop? We already talked about the Rogue One. I mean, Doctor Strange, there's a lot of red carpet stuff
yeah. That
I was seeing on Twitter about Doctor Strange.
TV spots. I didn't really watch any of the TV spots.
Yeah.
It's kind of too close. I want to keep those away, kind of go in with fresh eyes of what the two trailers kind of showed me.
Yeah, yeah. Which I like the first trailer. Like, that one was amazing as far as trailers go. Like, it shows you... Rogue One, Logan, and, and there was another trailer that just blew me away. Like, they did, I was thinking of Rogue One. Just Rogue One, Logan, and Doctor Strange. Those are the three trailers that this year that were like, whoa. And Suicide Squad, but. But the movie sucked.
Insult to injury.
Yeah.
Great trailer, and then, what did you?
So, Power Rangers.
Yeah, I was going to bring up Power Rangers. I watched it, and I really think it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of people that are bringing up, like, the dialogue and, like, stuff like that. I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like they're overthinking it.
Yeah. I never watched it when I was younger, so I don't really know how it compares, but
it's a lot better.
Based on the trailer, it's very intriguing. It's got my interest.
There was a guy, the White Ranger, who had a sword that talked and said, like, witty stuff on the battlefield.
Wow.
Yeah, if that tells you anything. But I don't know. The guy who directed it was the guy who directed, not Chronicle, but...
Project Almanac.
Project Almanac, which I didn't see, but I saw the trailer, and it kind of had a kind of Chronicle feel. Okay. And you can tell that this... You can tell in the trailer.
Yeah, it's like sci-fi, alien.
Yeah.
Well, not alien movie, but...
I don't know, I feel like they're extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
Because she said, I've killed rangers before, and it looks like a fallen craft, so I think it has something to do with space.
Alien species of rangers?
Yeah, probably. Like, it's kind of like the Green Lantern Corps, in a way. That's what I'm thinking. It gets passed down to everyone. But, I mean, as far as the dialogue goes, I saw a lot of people criticizing about that. But, I mean, like, look at movies like The Breakfast Club. Like, that, is, in all intents and purposes, is super cheesy. But it works. So, under the right director, I feel like a teen coming-of-age story can definitely work. And dialogue that may seem cheesy can work.
Plus, we don't know the context of the dialogue.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, these guys are being bullied.
It's kind of... Here's little snippets of the dialogue. This kind of works with the trailer.
Yeah. People are always like, really, there's always going to be people who are like, this sucks, no matter what. Like, this is horrible. Like, I like their old stuff better.
I never want movies to suck. I don't spend
$13
on movies to just have a movie that sucks.
So, Captain Planet. Is Leonardo DiCaprio is doing... A Captain Planet movie.
Yeah. That's,
Have you ever seen Captain Planet?
No. I've seen clips. Little things of Captain Planet.
Did you watch it, after you heard about this movie was coming?
No. I was just like...
Okay. I don't even, like, I feel, okay, good thing he's won an Oscar already, because I feel like now he's just giving up, like, oh well, time to make that environment.
He's my artistic movie.
Yeah, it's just like, Captain Planet.
Why of all?
Maybe he's like, because I heard he's a real environmentalist dude. Like, I heard, like, at the Remnant, really? At his speech, like, he talked about, like, environmentalism or really? Something. So, I mean, I feel like maybe he's like, oh, well, you know, the superhero movies are popular, you know, and I've been wanting to do this project for a while. I don't know why this is my Leonardo DiCaprio impression.
I don't know.
But I wanted to do this movie for a while, so what better time to release it than when the industry is saturated with
superheroes? Superheroes are high, let's slip in a superhero movie. You
about
know, 19 a year, that's not bad, right?
I don't know. I feel like that's one movie that I'm not looking forward to watching. I don't know. Yeah. Any other nerdy things happen recently?
Reviews of Doctor Strange have come out.
Oh, really? What are people...
Yeah, some early reviews. It's pretty high on Rotten Tomatoes, but that's really...
I don't really care
really don't
about
judge
Rotten
that,
Tomatoes.
But a lot of people on Twitter have been saying the visuals are just stunning, and...
Yeah.
The characters are amazing, which I always hope for in the Marvel movies is the characters only grab you.
Yeah, oh yes. Anything on the tone like of the movie, like what that tone feels like? Yeah. Has anyone said anything about that, or is it just about...
They just say like whatever kind of drugs the Marvel people are and they want some, it's like whoa.
Oh yes, I heard that you said that the IMAX trailer dropped and it was like trippy.
Yeah, some like special people got to go see a 15-minute preview of Doctor Strange, kind of like a little collection of scenes, and they're like, it's trippy as man.
Yeah, I'm going to see it in 3D, because I feel like this is one that I'm not going to want to miss, and my wife's already told me to remind her to take some extra motion pills along with her, because she gets motion sickness. She's like, I'm going to need them for this movie.
One thing that's interesting, though, is nobody's really bringing up the villain.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's bad, if he's good, like the performance.
Yeah.
Because he's a great actor from his other works.
Who is it?
Mads Mikkelsen. He's done things like Hannibal Lecter. He's gonna be in Rogue One.
Oh, nice, nice.
As the main actress's father?
Huh. Well, I mean, Marvel always has been kind of with their villains anyway. But that's not why people go to see Marvel movies anyway. We don't go for the villains. I mean, we all hope that one day, like, there'd be someone better than Thanos and Loki, but...
I mean, Thanos is kind of up in the air right now.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, like, oh, Thanos, but I'm like, I don't really know much about Thanos, except when he's, like, sitting in a chair.
Do it myself.
Yeah, and then he gets out of the chair, and then he's gonna do it himself.
But what is he gonna do? We don't know.
He's gonna
get some gems?
He's gonna get his jewelry on his, on his glove. His bling.
Wing, wing.
I don't know. Oh, you know, I don't know. I just want to talk about this. My theory for Infinity War is that, if you haven't seen Civil War, spoilers, but I guess it was in the trailer. Yeah, who hasn't seen it? It's awesome. Scarlet Witch can control Vision because her powers stem from the Mind Stone. So when she literally threw Vision through, like, the whole compound, boom.
Was she tapping into the gem? For a mind powers?
Well, the gem turned red, though. It's yellow, and it turned red. So maybe she has manipulation of that stone. In which case, that would give them a slight advantage.
Because she was kind of born of the stone.
Of the stone, yeah. And not, like, a mutant with Magneto.
Yeah,
with
don't say mutant. They don't like the word mutant there.
Well, because
over Marvel.
Because they can't say it.
Yeah.
Because they don't know the rights to it. This is the age of miracles. Like...
Miracles.
But we all knew it was supposed to be the age of
mutants.
You see the How It Should Have Ended one where like, he's like, that's my kid! It's like Magneto floating above the Mano. He just like wrecks all the Ultrons. He's like, that's my boy!
You're not legally obligated to say that.
Yeah. You know what's the one thing, speaking of Quicksilvers, X-Men Apocalypse, I know you didn't like that movie that much. I know that I gave it slightly higher rating than you did.
Yep.
But one thing I believe we would both agree on is whenever he had that, like, magnetic force field, and then, like, Quicksilver and Mystique were sitting on there, like, he should have told him, Because he's like, I don't have any family. And he's just sitting there, like, saying, like, hey, yeah, you do. I'm your family. Oh, I'm so inspired right now. Like, I'm going to stop destroying the world. Like, I feel like that was a really...
That could have played in very well.
Yeah, I feel like that was a super missed opportunity.
He's kind of like, hey there, bye.
Like, yeah, like, I'm not going to tell him. Like,
I'm a mutant too.
Like, why? Why not?
Seriously, why?
And, I mean, I don't know. I love, it was a good movie. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. Anything else we can talk about?
Yeah. Well, speaking of the Infinity Stones, based on the newest Doctor Strange trailer,
oh.
It looks very well apparent that the Eye of Agamotto is an Infinity Stone.
Yeah. Which, okay, here's what I'm wondering, because if the Eye of Agamotto is the
well,
Time
at least
Stone.
Encapsulates
yeah.
an Infinity Stone.
Here's what I'm wondering. If, okay, so, like, other things, like the Tesseract and, like, other things haven't been, like, important artifacts, but, like, this is, like, almost like if Thor's hammer was an Infinity Stone, like, how are they gonna do that if Thanos takes that away and rips?
The Eye of Agamotto kind of represents who is the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
If you kind of take that away, it's like,
yeah.
You're just gonna wear a husk of a
yeah.
thing on his neck.
And like, wait, that's the same thing. I mean, oh, well, actually, sorry. There's one more important stone. Vision's head.
Oh, yeah. Just that little thing.
Just that.
Just his freaking head.
Yeah, but they just started this character, and they're already going to take away his,
yeah.
his thing.
Third movie, and he's going to be like, I'm going to take that back.
I'm worried about is Thanos is a completely CGI character.
Yeah. CGI motion capture.
How is that going to work on Earth? Like, I feel like that could possibly go bad. Like, him contrasted with New York. Like, I don't know, I feel like it can possibly look fake.
Well, from what I know is it's kind of like the Groot and the Gollum kind
yeah.
of Hulk. It's going to be a guy there.
Oh, it's going to be like mocap.
Yeah, the
okay.
actor's going to be there in a suit with sticks and balls and
okay.
other things protruding from his little outfit. And it was kind of slap the Thanos guy
yeah.
over him.
Yeah, because I feel like we've seen Thanos in Guardians of the Galaxy, but he was just
yeah.
like in space.
That was fully CGI. Just.
Yeah, it worked because it's, you know...
Space. It's dark.
Space. Yeah,
it's weird.
Dark, it's weird. And that whole movie was weird, but in, like, a movie, like... I don't know, I guess Hulk works, though, so...
Yeah.
I don't know, they might pull it off.
Thanos in New York.
Wait, okay, so, I heard something about the Illuminati is gonna be in the movies. Did you hear anything about that? Like, in Doctor Strange or Infinity War?
No, I haven't heard...
So, what
that.
Is the... Because I don't know anything about the Illuminati. So, what is this organization?
So, from what I believe is the Illuminati from the comics, is after the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, they developed a group called the Illuminati, where it was like Iron Man, Doctor Strange,
yeah.
Reed Richards, Black Panther, etc., the smartest minds on...
Which
in the
they
Marvel
have
universe.
All those except for Reed.
Yeah, all but Reed Richards. And they took a stone, and they keep it with them, and kind of... study it, kind of figure out what they can do with it, and keep safekeeping all of that stuff.
Well, should we really have Tony in the Illuminati? Last time that didn't go so
last
well.
Last time I had a stone, you made Ultron. Let's.
Okay, yeah.
yeah.
I think he's probably excluded. But I wonder how they're going to do, like, if they're just going to introduce, like, all new characters for the Illuminati, or if they're just going to, like...
You got Black Panther, Doctor Strange, but Tony may not...
I would trust Black Panther with one, but I wouldn't trust Tony with
Tony,
one.
No.
I mean, I would say Steve Rogers, but I mean, like,
he's just a man.
We don't know, but like, we don't even know if he's gonna be like after
yeah,
Infinity
gonna,
War.
If he did, or...
yeah. I mean, everyone thought he was gonna die in Civil War because everyone's like, he dies in Civil War, but he actually doesn't die in Civil
doesn't.
War. He dies,
but he still dies.
He died, but he dies after that, yeah. which would kind of make sense if he did
the
die.
Follow up story, Infinity War.
But here's the thing: he's not gonna get killed by Crossbones because Crossbones is dead
he's
now.
He
really dead though.
I mean, he's kind of.
Is
he
really
dead?
What's that gonna happen? Like, he's gonna be resurrected with the Infinity Stone or something?
I mean, that's kind of a theory people have is the Reality Stone and the Power Stone could bring people back to life. Each stone, if it's next
yeah.
to another stone, amplifies both stones.
Yeah. It, well, like, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I mean, if you think about it, combining all these stones, what they do, he can pretty much control, like, anything he
yeah.
wants. He can pretty much do whatever he wants. Like, whatever he wants. He can control people's minds. He can bring people out from the dead.
He can become, basically, in their universe, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Ragnarok? What about that? Have you heard anything about that?
No. It comes out next year in November. There's a bunch of casting that happened. Goldblum is going to play a blue alien.
Who?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm excited man. About that. Jeff Goldblum, man.
He's
great. Good. You know, the other day I was looking through Facebook and I was like, the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer is finally here. I'm so excited. So I clicked on it. It was a picture of Homecoming poster with, like, someone photoshopped the play button on there. I was so mad. I was like, why would you do that?
That's bad.
Why would you do that? That is probably the one movie that I'm most excited to see.
That's, like, the most intriguing. Like, are they going to get Spider-Man right?
You know, because Spider-Man, I heard, is, at one point, I don't know if it's still true, he was, like, the most popular Marvel character.
Yeah, for a long time, he was, like, Spider-Man. Yeah, he's Marvel. He's everyone got his issues.
Can we just talk about how every black guy they cast in that movie, everyone thinks is Miles Morales?
Speaking of every black guy that they cast in that movie, Donald Glover is in that movie. He has also just been cast as Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. So, okay, Donald Glover, the name rings a bell, but I'm not catching anything. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Danny Glover. What the heck? Well, that's a totally different guy. Yeah, but, I mean, no one would like to see Miles Morales in a movie more than me, but I feel like it's a little too early.
It's kind of too old.
Yeah, and way too early to do that. All right, so we have this Spider-Man. We're going to kill him off and do another Spider-Man.
Get out of here, Parker.
But, yeah, the Han Solo movie, I'm actually pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies, like, Rogue One, I know it's going to be good. I'm not worried about that. Yeah. But, like, recasting a character as iconic as Han Solo...
Yeah.
Like, that is... As
perfect as Harrison Ford was to that character. It's like, how are they going to recreate that?
How are they going to do that? That's... It has me worried.
Yeah. Comes up with a few warning flags.
Do we know what the other spin-off's going to be?
There's
three.
It's either Obi-Wan Kenobi or Boba Fett.
I'd be down for either one of those.
And they already said whatever one they're doing is going to be a trilogy.
Okay, here's the one problem I have with Boba Fett. Attack of the Clone.
He's a clone.
Yes. So, to do that, they would have to get that actor to be...
Or they could just say, like, he changed his face so nobody would recognize him anymore.
Yeah. I feel like they're trying to drift away from the prequels and still, like... pay homage to them. I know in, like, the Marvel comic, Darth Vader. I'm a doctor, okay. But they actually, like, he has flashbacks of, like, Padme and stuff, which I haven't actually read it, but I really want to. He has, like, flashbacks, and it's kind of, like, shows why he's doing stuff and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah, but, I mean, other than that, I feel like they're kind of, like, no one says midichlorians. Yeah. It's Force-sensitive.
That's just, like,
even in the wiki.
Force sensitive.
Now, yeah. So I feel like they'd be making a big mistake if they went with that actor. Because, I mean, honestly, I didn't really care for that guy. I mean, like, and they changed the voice in the freaking special editions.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Because he sounded so cool. And then it's like, freaking, like, that guy. And it's like, ugh. You know what? I'm actually thinking about making Sarah watch those movies.
The despecialized?
No.
Or
the prequels.
Oh, the prequels. Ooh, that's a rough terrain there.
It is, but I haven't watched them in so long. It's like, part of me is just like, put them out of my mind, but she made me watch Twilight because she wanted me to see how awful it was.
Oh, wow.
So now I think it's time to repay the favor. And I watched three Twilight movies, so, I mean, there's three of these movies, so.
It's an even change.
Even trade. Well, one last thing I want to talk about is Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see anything more about that?
No. Kind of, I guess it's a handheld console hybrid.
Yeah. Which I think it's pretty cool. I don't have a console, so depending on the price, I mean, I might actually buy it, but I need to see more of the specs
Yeah.
out on it.
If it works the way they advertise it
Yeah.
working, it looks pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. I know a lot of people saying like, "Oh, it's just a gimmick, like who cares? I don't care." I don't know, but I feel like it's just a step up from the Wii U, in my opinion.
Yeah, if you can charge it on the go, that would even
Yes.
be.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Because, I
Because
mean,
then you don't need your little charging station, bring
yeah.
that with. You can, like, hey, go on a car ride.
My only worry is this going to replace the DS, the 3DS? Because
Oh.
I just got 3DS.
Yeah.
And but I mean, they're releasing Pokemon Sun and Moon out in the 3DS, and they're still releasing 3DS titles.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this is more just like they keep making those their handheld console, but at the same time they do this.
Yeah, they are moving away from discs, and they are going with little cartridges.
Okay, how little are these cartridges?
From what I heard, they're like 3DS.
Okay.
So little tiny
Yeah.
cartridges, you just kind of stick them in.
Do you
So
stick them in like
you stick them in the portable part.
the
So when you
portable
plug it
part?
in, then it goes to
Yeah.
your TV, and that's
Yeah.
how it works.
You know, the one thing I wouldn't get. I would get a normal controller
Yeah.
because I feel like that thing with the square, the slide
That
off
thing
thing.
looks pretty big.
Yeah, it
With
does,
like
and it
the
looks
two
like it.
analog sticks
Yeah,
are like.
it looks like it'd be, but in the trailer they show the guy putting that one down and picking up another normal controller. So
Yeah.
that's probably what I would go with. A lot of people's concerned it's third party games, but I mean, there's like a list online where it shows
I
all the
mean,
third
it
party
would really
titles.
help them putting in their third party, because
Yeah.
really all they're focusing on their first party is Mario
Yeah.
and Zelda.
Yeah.
And
Which is
Zelda's taken forever to come out.
why no one really wants to buy the system, but it looks like now they have a lot of third parties. There's a
Yeah,
picture online.
Bethesda, like Bandai Namco, pretty
Yeah.
big.
So if we get some of those titles on there, I mean that would just be a whole nother
It
reason to get. But I mean doesn't the Wii has games like Call of Duty, right?
yeah, very, very limited third party.
Yeah, but it looks like they're expanding that now, which I think is totally what they need to compete with Xbox and PSP.
They're just like, yeah, we're third party, first party. We don't care. Just kind of,
Yeah.
we play stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like if this pulls it off like it says, I think this can beat the Xbox One because I don't know much about gaming, but I know a lot of people were upset about the Xbox One.
Yeah. I kind of got into it later on when they fixed a bunch of things,
But
but
what
it's.
was like the issues like with like
There's no backward compatibility, so all your
oh
games you have to play on the 360 or
oh
download them through the store again, and you don't get them for free.
oh
That was the same with the PS4 and the Xbox One. You're like, we're going to the future, your old stuff stays in the past.
yeah ugh
One of the best things about Nintendo are their first-party games.
yeah. That is like so true. And if they combined it with the third party, I feel like people are just gonna say, "You know what? Forget this.
Yeah.
We're tired of you
Man, I can
guys.
get Legend of Zelda and my new Skyrim.
Forget you. I'm going to Switch. I'm gonna make the
No
Switch."
pun intended.
Oh no, it was
Oh, totally
intended.
pun. Okay.
All right. Well, this has been a pretty good
Yeah.
first episode. We should do it again sometime.
We should.
All right. Well, so for my YouTube channel is Two Edged Words on YouTube. You can follow me on Facebook at the same name, Two Edged Words, and on Twitter at Your Host Edge. I think this is gonna be the new Nerd Alert. Like, I think I'm not gonna do nerd news videos anymore because they're super taxing to edit, and I think I'm gonna stick to doing like movie reviews and sketch comedy and like the jump scare that we did.
Yeah,
I think I'm gonna
yeah.
stick to doing something like that, and this podcast will kind of take the place of Nerd Alert.
Kind of cover a
Yeah.
bunch of things in one
Yeah,
video.
and I think it's a lot easier and people are more likely to watch it because last time I released a Nerd Alert, it got 7 views. Yeah, and it's like that's not worth my time to do that. But my movie reviews always get a lot. So anyway, thanks for listening. Last time I said watching, so yeah.
Ooh.
Thanks for
Last
listening.
time.
Yeah, well, it's like the X-Men timeline.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did the second episode first, because I was so excited about this podcast.
Back in time and made a first episode.
So now we're doing the first episode that we're going to release, and then we're releasing the second episode. Lauren! One more thing. This Christmas, I'm subscribing to a service called Pop in a Box, and if you go to my Facebook page, there's a link on there, and if you follow that link, you can get a 20% off on your first box. Let me explain the service to you. So, with Pop in a Box, they send you however many pops you want based on the plan that you have. There's, I think four different plans, and it's a mystery what you'll get, but you'll never get one you don't want because they have a thumb-up and thumb-down system. You can thumb-up and thumb-down entire categories, or you can do them all individually. So that way, you'll always love what you get. And like I said before, I've thumbed up some extra ones, because I'm going to do some Funko Pop giveaways to y'all. So subscribe to my YouTube channel, Two Edge Words. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. And see you next time.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah.